mystery, the potato.
This evening, we'll be doing a show based on Mesopotamia. The questions are based on settlement and trade. Our contestants are to follow a happy, energetic boy named Mathin. A random person that we have no idea who she is because she just barged in, who goes by the name Claire. And a serious hardcore gamer named Clayton.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm very, very excited. I totally don't know anything about it, but I will try.
I am honored to be here.
Although I just walked in.
The prize of winning this night's game show is $250,000 in cash, a free Tesla, or maybe two, depends on how many questions you get correct, gas for 3 years or for life from Petro-Canada, depends on how many points you got, and the best game show in the history of the world, the potato!
What?
There'll be 30 questions. The winner is the one who has the most questions answered correctly. Oh man, this is going to be an intense afternoon.
The first question is, in what way do people travel to trade? Each contestant gets one guess, for this is question number one.
Cars.
Is this kid for real?
I think he's just guessing.
Horses.
Close, but a different animal.
I think they're called caravans.
Correct! Clayton's correct. There are also used donkeys or camels to travel, because they have to travel through deserts.
Aww.
Question number two. Why were animals good for trading?
Because they were worth lots and lots and lots of moolah.
To carry, lots of good.
Self-defense.
The correct answer was to carry lots of goods.
Aww.
Question number three. How did the traders travel? Name three ways, because this is question number three.
Vans, Teslas, and Nissans.
Is everything this kid cars?
Possibly.
Animals, foot, and planes!
Once again, close, but you missed one.
I heard you. I'm guessing foot, animals, and boats.
Correct, they use boats, foot, and animals to travel on both ocean and land, or rivers.
Aww.
You dare say that one more time and you will be in the hospital.
Chill, people.
Question number five. What was one item that was scarce in Mesopotamia?
Cars.
Stuff it with the cars.
With the cars.
Ugh. Fine.
Gold?
Jules?
Nope, lumber.
Never mind.
Good catch.
Currently, Mathin has 0 points. Really sad. Claire has 1 point, and because he also has one, the rest was answered incorrectly.
Question five. What was the massive issue in trading?
Smuggling or stealing?
Finally, he answered properly.
Lack of supplies.
What Mathin said.
All of you are correct. They need to travel in caravans to avoid stealing and lack of supply of goods.
Yes, 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 yeah!
What is happening?
Question number six. What did the farmers trade?
Cows.
Crops.
What Mathin said.
You should stop piggybacking on other people's answers.
You be quiet right now, or Mathin's not going to be the only one in the hospital after this.
Chill.
Next question, which is question number seven. Name three items that were not mentioned before that they traded.
Food, drinks, and snacks.
Be more specific.
Fine. Carrots, pop, and ice cream.
Wine, oil, and grain.
Wine, oil, and grain as well.
Correct! Currently you have 1 point for Mathin, 4 points for Claire, and 3 points for Clayton. Next question. What was the currency called?
Money.
Shekels.
V-Bucks.
Claire is correct! Question number 9 and 10 will be combined in the form of two true or false questions. Ninth question, they would trade services. 10th question, they used camels around 1000 BC.
I'm gonna say false and true.
True and false.
True to everything.
Clayton is correct.
They would often trade services for another. They would help them do one thing, and the other person would return the favor. Questions 11, 12, 13, and 14 will also be true or false. Question 11, Mesopotamia traded with Canadians. Question 12, arrival of a caravan in time celebration. Question 13, Assyrians forced people to pay tribute. And question 14, Mesopotamia was filled with grass, so therefore, they traded grass.
False, false, true, and then false.
False, true, true, false.
True everything except the last one.
Claire is correct. The scores are currently like this. Mathen has 5 points, Claire has 9, and Clayton has 8.
Oh, well.
Claire is right. Only 9 more questions to go. You guys are almost there. Unfortunately for Mathen, he will not be able to win due to all the silly answers.
Oh, well.
The questions 15 and 16 will be true or false. Please answer appropriately. Appropriately, Mathen. You should know these. Question 15. Mesopotamia means the land between two rivers. Question 16. Mesopotamians treated things like beaver tails, beaver hats, and beaver pelts.
True and, let's see, false.
Same.
Same.
All of you are correct. Canada was the one that traded beaver stuff. Now the last 7 questions will be difficult, but you can do it. The scores are as follows. Mathen is 6 points, sad. Claire has 11 and Clayton has 10. This has got to be a really intense battle between Claire and Clayton. And it will be really hard fought too.
I need my sleep.
Me too.
Question 17. Name 9 different trade items they traded for.
Can I forfeit?
No!
Okay, like jewels, copper, lumber, metal, wool, gold, silver, pearls, and sometimes car.
I want to annihilate something!
Here, have some paper.
But I want some food.
But I want some. Can I have it?
Jewels, gold, silver, pearls, copper, carnelian, reeds, crocs, and wool.
What she said.
Oh man, close. But the answer would have been wool, jewels, reed, stone, textiles, pearls, carnelian, copper, and ivory.
The last 6 questions will be worth 2 or more points each. Currently, Mathen has 6, really low chance catching up. Claire has 11, and Clayton has 10. The next question is, who was the people after Assyrians?
I'm gonna say Israelites.
Babylonian.
Sumerians.
Claire is correct. Claire's in the lead with the whooping 13 points. Follow closely with Clayton with 10 points, and we have Mathen with 6 points.
Hard.
Don't worry about the host, you swallowed too much water. Next question. How did Babylonians take over?
I'm gonna say machine guns.
The Assyrian king died.
Assault rifles.
Sorry, the correct answer was Claire's. The Babylonians won after the Assyrian king died. Rest in peace, dead king.
Oh, did they use machine guns?
No!
Mathen still has really sad 6 points. Claire has 15, and a little behind, Clayton has 10.
Next question. Who were the first to use shekels? Shekels were money for the Assyrians.
You know, it's going to be obviously us.
Assyrians.
Babylonians.
Clayton is correct. Babylonians adopted a type of money called shekels first. And now we have Clayton slowly climbing up to Claire, who has 15 points. Clayton has 12, and Matthew still has half of Clayton's 6.
Clayton is almost past Claire, only 3 points behind.
And she got beaten by Clayton, who has 20 points. And Mathin, finally getting some points for once, gets 11. Next question. After stocking up on essentials, did Trader lose goods?
Yes.
No.
Clayton is correct. Clayton is now in the lead with 22 points. Claire has 20, slowly catching up. And Mathin, sadly, still has 11.
Last question, this one's worth Miss Lewis amount, and is the most intense as well.
Question number 30. Name as many items of trade as you can. It is 5 points per item.
Gold, silver, wool, lapis, lazuli, copper, and textiles.
Mathin finishes with 47 points.
Now that I know I have left, I'm gonna say.
You wanna be in a hospital?
Gold, silver, wool, textiles, copper, lapis lazuli, and stone.
And Claire finishes off with 65 points. Will she be first, or will Clayton beat her?
Let's see. Gold, silver, wool, stone, lapis lazuli, textiles, pearls, reed, ivory, and carnelian.
And Clayton wins with 72 points and also wins $250,000, gas for life, 2 free Teslas, and the best game show in history, the potato!
I'm gonna go now.
And that concludes the potato for this afternoon.
Bloopers!
I'm very, very excited. I totally don't know anything about it, but I will try.
I am honored. Although I just walked in.